Alphic emerged from the cavern to issue a warning.
Not to bring that in a cave mob dwelling. Tribe wanna rip him to bits. My daddy hold him back till you finish with him.
Nimbala winked at the pygmy shrew.
Thanks, mate. We'll stay out here tonight and keep the stinking villain with us.
Ribro did talk. He told Tag everything that had occurred since he left the Juska, leaving nothing out. Nimbalo heard it all, but not knowing much about Tag's past, he was rather puzzled until Tag began explaining. The Harvest Mouse sat listening, nibbling at the supper that Chichwife had passed out to them.
So, this Sawney Wrath who was pretending to be your father, he's dead. Now your old tribe's got a new chief, Groovan Zan, and that's the beast who's out to bring your head back and prove himself boss of the Juska clan. Have I got it right?
Tag added sticks to the small fire he had built.
That's it, roughly. My next job is to track Groovan and the other two down. I can take care of that. But the other pair, Ephra and Valag Bowbeast, they're a different sort altogether. Sawney's two best killers they were. Real trained trackers and murderers. Trouble is, I don't have any idea where they could have gone. That worries me because they're 10 times as bad as this idiot we've caught. They're very crafty too. You wouldn't sleep easy with them within a league of you, knowing what type they are.
Nimbala was still slightly mystified.
But ain't you supposed to be called the Tagarung? You told me that meant you're the greatest warrior of them all. I bet you must have slain more beasts than the whole clan put together here, mate.
Tag drew his friend aside, out of Ribro's hearing, and spoke low.
Apart from that big eel, I've never slain any beast. I never had to, you see. I was tougher, quicker, and more skilled than any Juska. I always brought them back, alive. It was only Sawney wanting me to kill Felch the Fox by skinning him alive that caused me to split from the clan. Beasts feared my name and reputation, but really, I was only Sawney Wrath's trained errand runner. When I realised that I could never kill just for fun, the way the Juska do, I suddenly wanted to be free of them and live my own life. But it seems they aren't going to let me do that.
Nimbalo suddenly felt sorry for his friend. He winked at Tag.
Oh, ain't they now? Ha, we'll soon change their minds about that, me old Tag. You've got Nimbalo the Slayer with you now, pal. Those Juskers will be glad to leave you alone by the time I'm done with them. Then you can lead any kind of life you like. It'll be even better than the time before you was a Tagarung.
Tag smiled at the irrepressible little Harvest Mouse.
Thanks, but I can't recall how I lived before I was Tagarung.
But even as he spoke, a sudden idea was building in the otter's mind. He turned back to Ribro, who was sitting nearby, wet and sullen. The stoat huddled defensively against a rock, sensing that his captor was going to start interrogating him again.
I told you everything I know. There ain't no more, see?